Coconut wraps sound like something that could either be a food product or a beauty product. At least that's what I think. But fortunately for all of us who love to eat, myself included, I am talking about food, something you can eat. And before you get too excited, I'm not giving you recipes, just meal ideas. More often than not, the way I choose to eat is almost too simple for a recipe, or I just kind of wing it. And here's the thing about winging it. It's actually sort of permissive. Permission to just try things. Too often we don't bother trying to cook because we don't have a recipe, or we think, oh, that looks good, I need a recipe. And I want to say, no, you don't. Just get in the game and try. Anyways, I am a huge fan of coconut wraps, specifically Nuco brand, N-U-C-O. Interestingly enough, I am not a big fan of wraps or sandwiches in the traditional sense, but I really love the flavor and the versatility of these coconut wraps. Here's the deal with these branded wraps, the Nuco brand. They don't contain any gluten or grains. And though I won't eat anything just because of the ingredients, it has to taste good as well. I love that the only ingredients in these wraps are coconut meat, coconut water, and coconut oil. That's it. And for inquiring minds curious about the nutrition facts, each wrap contains 6 grams of carbs, 2 of which are from fiber, and the rest of which naturally occur in the coconut meat, just like natural coconut sugar, not anything added. So because of that, the wraps have a little bit of sweetness to them. And you could certainly use these to make sandwiches or wraps, but these ideas are not sandwiches or traditional like lunch style wraps because I'm not a fan of those to begin with. I am a huge fan of them for breakfast burritos. My most standard brunch option, I'm not a breakfast eater, but I have a sort of mid-morning meal that accounts for breakfast and lunch. My favorite thing is my cabbage salad bowl, which is linked in the blog. But if I don't have those recipes on hand or I want to switch it up because I've got good leftovers in the fridge, I will make a breakfast burrito. I shared one on Instagram the other day on my Instagram stories and got lots of questions about the wrap. And I make it super simple. First, I cook the bacon in the skillet. And when the bacon is nice and crispy, I just take it off the heat. And I don't take the pan off the heat. I take the bacon off the heat. So I take the bacon out of the pan and I put the eggs right in there. Now, if I'm making more than a couple slices of bacon, I'll pour off some of the fat into a little thing that I keep in the freezer. But if I'm just doing 2 slices, I will cook the eggs right in that bacon. I like to add something spicy to it. And that's usually either hot salsa or Primal Kitchen Chipotle lime mayo. Of course, you can omit the bacon. You can use any protein you like or none at all, right? You could just do eggs and veggies or eggs and cheese. I am a huge fan of the bacon from ButcherBox, also linked in the blog post. No sugar, no nitrates, and it's just super delicious. So when the eggs are done, I remove those from the pan and I put the wrap in its place. So now the wrap is the only thing in the pan or the skillet, and I just allow it to sit there on the heat for maybe 15 seconds each side. I'm not trying to cook it, but I'm just trying to warm it up a little bit to soften it. Otherwise, it can be a little bit chewy. Then I just put it all together. No recipe really needed. And I often also do this if I have like leftover steak with a steak and egg burrito. So good. The second way that I use these wraps is for quesadillas. And I will say that I do try to limit dairy. I feel better. I'm less bloated. My skin is more clear when I'm eating less dairy. But I do love cheese and I do enjoy it every once in a while. For more details on my personal perspective on dairy, listen to episode 128 of the podcast. But quesadillas are quick, they're easy, and I feel like they're a little bit comfort food-esque. So as I'm writing this and thinking about this, I'm mentally planning the next one I'm going to make. I'm going to make a beef fajita quesadilla. And all you have to do for this, the easy way, is just bring home some of your meal from Mexican food, go out to Mexican, get you some beef fajitas. Don't eat them all. They always bring way more than I can personally eat unless I've been fasting or something. bring some home and then add some eggs and put it in a coconut wrap. Alternatively, of course, just cook up peppers and onions and some steak like you're going to make fajitas, and I'll toss it inside two wrap, and I don't literally mean toss, but I'll put some pepper jack cheese inside two of the coconut wraps, and then I'll add the peppers and onions. These wraps can burn pretty quickly, so you've got to go low and slow when you're heating them. I'm thinking approximately 2-ish, maybe 3 minutes on each side over low heat, but keep an eye on it. It's going to depend on your pan, and it's going to depend on the heat, and it's going to depend on how much stuff you put inside, of course. If you're following me on Instagram at Elizabeth Benton, you'll probably see this one show up in my stories sooner than later. Lastly, coconut chips. I don't know about you, but I could pretty effortlessly eat a couple baskets of chips and salsa or chips and queso. Thankfully, I don't do that anymore. I think I've hit my lifetime quota of tortilla chips, but I certainly could eat them till the cows come home or till I turn into one. Sometimes I want that combination of crunchy, salty, creamy in a way that carrots and celery just don't satisfy. So coconut chips. This is kind of what makes me a bad blogger, though. I could have a recipe, I don't, but again, just get in the game and try it. Figure it out for yourself, and I don't mean that in a dismissive way. I mean, don't let not having a recipe for something keep you from trying it, right? Sometimes my best experiments and my best meals have produced meals that I love and want to have over and over and over again. All right, so the coconut chips were created when I burned a wrap. And it was flaky and crunchy like a chip, although it was charred. So not exactly what I was going for, but I was like, oh, I bet if I just avoided burning it, these would make great chips. So I cut the wraps into pieces and put the pieces on a sheet pan in a 400 degree oven. And I literally kneeled down in front of the oven with the oven light on and just watched them sort of bubble and pulled them out before they started to brown. You don't have to turn them over or anything. It only took a couple of minutes, but again, this is going to depend on your oven. It's going to depend on how many you have in there, the heat, etc. So keep your eye on them and pull them out when they start to brown. I only made 2 wraps worth of these, which is great because I could have easily eaten more, but they were amazing dipped in guacamole. Nuco, as a company, their brand, they do have different flavors of the wraps. I like the original. They just launched a cinnamon, which I haven't tried yet, but as I was putting this post together, I ordered them from Thrive Market because I was like, I bet those are amazing, and they don't have any sugar added, just the coconut meat, the coconut water, the coconut oil, and cinnamon. So if you're following me on Instagram, you will probably see what I do with those when they arrive in a week or so. If you want to give them a try, I get them through Thrive Market because they're cheaper there. There's 5 wraps in each pack, but they keep in the fridge easily. So I'll usually buy a couple at a time. If you are going to order from Thrive and you go through the URL thrivemarket.com/primalpotential, on your first order, you'll save an additional 25% and get free shipping. Plus you get a free 30-day trial membership. If you're not into Thrive or they don't ship to where you're from, like Canada or international, you can get them from Amazon. They're a little bit more expensive there and you have to buy 2 packets at a time. When I checked today, you couldn't just buy 1 to try it out. So just keep that in mind. But the links will be in the blog. And if you try these out, let me know what you do with them. Have a great day.